Mesechtas Trumas, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Ein tarmin mimin al she'en aminay. One's not allowed to separate truma from one type of produce on another type of produce. Completely different types. For example, from oil on behalf of wine. That doesn't work. Vim taran ein truma se truma. Even if he separated it b'diavad, it still doesn't work. The truma is not valid at all. The Mishnah says that there are certain things that are grouped into one category regarding this halacha. Kol min chitin achadu. All different types of wheat, whether they're different colors and different varieties, but all types of wheat are considered one for this halacha, that you can take truma off of one to exempt the other. Kol min te'enim. Ugregres tevela achad. All types of figs, te'enim are fresh figs, gregres are dried figs, and devela are pressed caked figs. All these are all considered the same category, and one can take truma from the dried on behalf of the fresh, or cakes on behalf of the other ones, vice versa. Vitari mizalza, one can take truma from one on the other. The Mishnah now lists the machlekes regarding preference and what you should separate from. Kol makam sheish kayin, anytime there's a kayin present and there to receive the truma, terem and ayafa, you should always take from the one that's better. And so regarding the figs, when you have fresh figs and dried figs, the fresh figs are better, and so you should take from those and give it to the kain. V'chol makam she'en kain, but if the kain's not present and you're going to have to hold on to the truma for a while until you find him, then terem and amiskayim. The Tanakam of the Mishnah holds that in that case, when the kain's not around, you should take minam eskayim from the one that will last longer. The fresh figs will spoil quicker, and therefore, when the kain's not around, you should take, even though it's not as good, but you should take from the dried figs for truma, because they'll last longer, and they'll be available for the kain. Rabbi Yehuda says, La'aylam hutayim and ayafa, you should always take from the one that's considered the better one, and therefore, regarding the figs, you should always take from the fresh figs, even if the kain's not present. Everybody agrees that you're supposed to take from minayafa, from the good ones, and this is learned from the pasuk. The Rav brings, Baharimchem eschelbay, when you separate and the truma, the pasuk refers to it as chelbay. Chelav is the fatty produce, and it's referring to the best of the produce. So you're supposed to separate the best. The Tanakham holds that if the kind's not around, then the one that's going to preserve longest is the best. But Rabbi Huda holds that no, we always go after what's considered the best quality fruit, and that's the fresh figs over the dried figs. Mishnah Hay. Tarmin batzal katan shalim v'lei chatzi batzal gadol. One, this is again a machlekes that's going to be taught over here, that's based on the same machlekes in the last Mishnah. The first opinion, the Tanakhama holds that one should take truma from a batzal katan, from a small onion that's shalim, that's whole, and will last longer. V'lei chatzi batzal gadol, but don't take the truma from a half of a larger onion, even though the larger onion is a better quality, but since it's cut in half, it's not going to last as long. And that's the Tanakhama holds, that something that will be preserved longer for the kain, it overrides, when the kain's not present, it overrides the better quality produce. Rabbi Yehuda says, Loi ki, it's not so, Ela chatzi batzal gadol, you should always take from the half of the larger onion, even though it's cut in half, and it won't last as long, but you have to take from the better quality one. Mechein hayir, Rabbi Yehuda would also say, Tarmin b'tzalim mebnei ha-medina al-kfurim. One can take truma and designate truma from the onions from the bnei ha-medina, from the larger city, that were common to be eaten in the larger city, to use it to exempt as truma for onions that were generally eaten in the kfurim, which are the small villages. There were different standards. In the smaller villages, they ate a lower quality onion. In the larger cities, they had a higher quality onion. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that you should take specifically from the onions that were commonly eaten in the larger cities, which are considered a higher quality onion, and use that to exempt the lower quality ones that are eaten in the villages. But not the other way around, using the village onions on behalf to exempt the larger city onions, because the onions from the larger cities is a food of nobility. Pelitikin is noble status. The larger city had more noble people, and their preference and taste of what they ate shows that those onions were of higher quality. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you always have to separate the truma from the higher quality onion.